Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
And let us pray as we come before the Lord to hear His Word. Father, we are grateful. We are thankful. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence here. We ask that you teach us, speak to us. Let your word bring refreshment, and let your word bring healing and restoration. Let your word bring uplifting, and let your word bring strength in the name of Jesus. Draw us closer than we came. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We continue our message on others. Say others. We are talking about others. And today we are talking about some special people, who thought about others. So we are talking about the four lepers. The four lepers did well because they remembered others. The four lepers did well because they remembered others. Let us turn our Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. I want us to read from verse 1. So you'll get the story about these lepers. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord." "That saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned," that means the king's assistant, "answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" That means, will this be possible? Now, here was a serious famine in the land. Food was scarce. People were hungry. And then the prophet comes to prophesy that just tomorrow, within 24 hours, everything is going to change. And there's going to be abundance to the degree, he says, about this time, that means within 24 hours, this is happening, that fine flour will be sold for a shekel, where there's no flour anywhere in the land. And says, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. That means it will be so cheap because it will be abundance. Then one of the king's assistants makes a comment. You know, there are some people, they will not keep quiet, you know, but they have to speak. Then he said, "Behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" Is this possible? Even if God makes windows in heaven. Look at somebody. And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof." Amen. You know, there are some people you have to stay away from them when you are believing God for the impossible. There are some people, they can discourage you when you tell them your issue. They will give you the realities of why it's not possible. Why you should start thinking of something else. You can't do this. You can't go to medical school. Why don't you just become A carpenter. Do you see? They discourage you. He says, and there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore, come and let us fall into the hosts of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the outermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the outermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried thence silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also. That means they took again from there silver and gold from this camp tent also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, because they were coming again to come and take and come and come and take. Then they paused and said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're talking about others. This story is telling us about the most famous lepers that you can ever hear about. The most famous lepers in Israel. The most famous lepers in the Bible that you can ever hear of. Amen. Now, these four lepers became famous because of something that they did. They thought about others. Hallelujah. They thought about others. If they had not thought about others, they would have died like every leper in Israel. And no one would have heard about them. How many lepers have you heard about? They would have died like any other leper in Israel. And lepers were considered unclean and abominable even to come in contact with so-called normal people. You know, normal people are people who we cannot see any unclean things with. See, that is how the man classifies normal. So you can be fornicating, adultery, lies, and if you have not been caught, you are clean. But if you are a leper, you are unclean because everyone can see that you are a leper. So they were abominable. You cannot let a leper come to your house. Your house becomes unclean. Do you see? So there was no way that a group of leprous men or leprous people will ever become popular in this society. There was no way. You will not even be recognized. Less of all, to become popular and a celebrity, and your name, or you'll be recorded in the Bible. But it was something that these lepers did that made them so popular. And that is, they thought about others. Hallelujah. They thought about others. The four lepers were having a good time. They were eating. They had enough. And they had stored some. They had enough to store throughout the famine. And then suddenly it occurred to them that there were others in the city who were also hungry. There were others who needed what they have now. Hallelujah. They had experienced one of the greatest blessings of abundance. Amen. They were no longer poor. How many of you agree that they were no longer poor? They had gold and silver and barley. They have enough food, more than anyone in Israel. They hid it, and they came, and they took some more. They didn't need a miracle. Hallelujah. They have received their miracle right here in their hands, and they were no longer suffering or dying from hunger. Amen. So they were walking in unbelievable blessings, but they were about to make one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of people make, and that is forgetting about others. Hallelujah. Amen. Forgetting about others. Amen. To forget about others is to make the biggest mistake of your life. Amen. Is to make the biggest mistake of your life when you forget about others. When you do not think about others, it is one of the greatest mistakes that you venture into. Amen. Because God's mind is always about others. Are you listening?
Yes.
God's mind is always about others. And God looks to you to see your response to others.
Amen.
Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? You know, when God called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, God had called Abraham, and look at God's promise. Listen to the promise of God to Abraham. He says, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. And I will make thy name great. That means I will make you popular. I'll make you a very great name. And thou shalt be a blessing.
Amen.
And thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah. And I will bless them that bless thee. And curse him that curseth thee. When God has a plan for you, he will bless you. He will protect you. He will protect you against your enemies. Because his eyes are on you. He has a plan concerning you. And he protects you. Hallelujah. He says, and I will curse them that curse thee. Anyone that rises up against you, I will fight that person. Anyone who curses you, I will curse that person. Amen. And he has a reason. You see, if you read something and there's a colon, it means this is the reason. You know, go back to the New Living Translation. Let me show you that verse 2, back to the New Living Translation. He says, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. And you will be a blessing to yourself. You will be a blessing to your children and your wife. You will be a blessing to others. He says, and I will make you famous. And you will be a blessing to others. I will make you famous, that you'll be a blessing to others. That is the reason for making you famous. I said, God's mind is about others. When God is blessing you, he has a plan about others. It will be a big mistake when the blessing comes and you take it and you keep it, and it doesn't go anywhere. It's a big mistake. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? As God is opening a door to you at this great job, he has some others in mind. He's just choosing you as a vessel. He's using you as an agent to reach the goal, to reach the people he wants to bless. So he says he called Abraham, and his goal, his reason, is that he's going to bless this man, make him famous, give him a great name, that you'll be a blessing to others. And the next verse, he says, I will bless those who bless you. Anyone who bless you is helping my goal, is helping me to achieve what I want to achieve. So I'll bless that person. If you are helping me get to the others as I'm using this person, I'll bless that person. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? Anyone who blesses you, anyone who makes way for you, anyone who opens a door. See, that is why when you see someone who is being blessed, add to the person. Don't say he's blessed. He doesn't need my money. He doesn't need my help. He doesn't. Add to it. You are helping. And if you bless someone that God has blessed, you see, that is a mistake that many people make. They see someone that you are blessed or you are doing well, they will not do anything good to you. But God had plans to bless Abraham. And he says, if along the way anyone sees the blessings and blesses you, I will bless that person. I hope somebody understands what I'm sharing with you. That mentality of, oh, he has enough. No. I'm telling you. He says, I will bless those who bless you. But in the previous verse, he's blessing Abraham already. Jaden, do you understand? He says, and those who curse you, and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you. That is his goal. He wants to bless all the families on earth, and that will come through you. I hope you understand the verse. So these lepers have fallen into that stage, and you can either jump to a great blessing and fulfill the plan of God, or you make a terrible mistake. But they aptly, that means rightfully, they said, we do not well. Suddenly they stopped and they said, no, we do not well. We are not doing well. If we are carrying all of this to ourselves, we do not well. If we do not remember others, we do not well. Amen. Can you think of anyone who comes into wealth and seem to be doing some business and is doing well, and finally the person is not doing well? Can you think of someone who is not doing well in life? Not doing well in his job. He has a job, but he's not doing well. Are you listening? Because he doesn't think of certain others. Amen. So the four lepers realized that they were about to descend into that state of not doing well. To say, we are not doing well. I'm not doing well in life. I'm not doing well in business. They were about to fall in that stage. But you can do well in life. You can do well in business. You can do well in ministry. These four lepers in the scriptures had the key to doing well. And that key was to remember others. Hallelujah. It was to remember others. Amen. There are many that God has blessed. Many of you, God has blessed. God has brought you into wealth. God has brought you into a nation of wealth. God has blessed you. And you can think of even the miraculous way that God brought you to where you are today. You can think of it. Some of you can think of how impossible it was. Completely impossible. How you never would have dreamt to be in a place where you are. I'm telling you. And God picked you. God picked Abraham. He picked him among his siblings, among his relatives. God picked you. And God had something in mind when he picked you, when he made way for you. Amen. He wanted to bless you so that you can be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. He wanted to bless you because he had certain people in mind. He had in mind to provide for certain people. He had in mind to care for certain people. He had in mind to provide accommodation to certain people. He had in mind to clothe certain people. He had in mind to feed certain people. And he singled you out to bless you that you will be a blessing to those people. And then you come to that place and you forget about those people. And they are there. You know. You know they need you. Am I preaching to someone? Yes. You know they need you. And they cry unto you. They're crying unto you because they know there's a reason why you are where you are. And they call on you. Are you surprised why you are not doing well? Are you surprised why you are not doing well? God's word is his word. He says, give, and it shall be given unto you. What he has given to you, he says, give. You give, and it shall be given unto you. And when you do that, when he sees that you give, he says he gives unto you a full measure. It overflows because he knows you will give. And he will add more. And you will give. I tell you, you will never lack. Amen. Givers never lack. Amen. Because givers are agents of God's blessings. Amen. God has certain people in mind. Amen. And as long as you avail yourself to be that agent, he adds to you. Amen. He adds to you that he will supply the people that he have in mind. Amen. Amen. I hope you understand what I'm sharing with you. Many of you, since you came, you don't seem to remember even where you came from. And that is the reason why many people are not doing well. There's many pastors are not doing well in the ministry because they do not remember others. Many pastors simply live for themselves and their little community church. They cannot lift up their eyes to see the waiting harvest fields that have been neglected because of their selfishness. Amen. And so false religions are taking over the entire regions as the church concentrates on itself. Amen. Many Christians focus on themselves. Many Christians don't like prayers concerning others. Amen. Amen. We don't engage in things pertaining to others. We lose interest when it's not concerning us and it's about others. But I tell you, God places you in a place where you are because he had others in mind. Many prayer meetings are packed with Christians fasting and praying for their personal needs. You will hear Christians crying and waiting to the Lord at prayer meetings. And if you go a little closer to listen to their prayers, it's all about topics concerning themselves. True or not true? You will find almost everyone praying for himself or herself. Oh God, help this marriage of mine. Oh God, give me this business. Give me this contract, oh God. Lord, I want to marry this year. This is my year. Oh God, I claim a set of twins before December 2023 ends. He said, oh God, I declare that the wealth of sinners are being transferred into my hands. Oh God, send the angel of wealth into my family. And finally, Lord, destroy my landlord's evil intentions of raising the rent. And you fast. As the year is coming to an end, your lease is coming to an end, you are fasting and praying, binding the thoughts of your landlord. That idea of increased rent should not even occur to him. And in spite of all these prayers, the blessings are not flowing, because these are prayers that divert God's attention to look for another person who will think of others. Wow. Amen. Amen. Another person who will think of others. He blesses us so that we will be a blessing to others. Amen. Amen. He blessed the four lepers so that they would tell the others that there was a lot of food. Amen. He blessed them so that they would tell others. Because you have to understand, God always has a plan about others. God has a plan about others. And he needs an agent. He needs an agent. And God needs an agent who will not withhold from others. Agent who will think of others. Because the reason for the miracle, the reason for the blessing is for others. You are an agent in between the blessing, who gets to benefit from that blessing? But it's not supposed to stop by you. Look at this particular scripture here about these lepers. You see, if you go back to verse 1, 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 1, look at this. There's a prophecy that has gone on. A prophecy has gone on. And it says, then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. This is what God is saying. Hear ye the word of the Lord. There is famine in the land. People are starving. Are you listening? Yes. And God's time, they are calculated. And what he intends to bring to pass, he will bring to pass. If the famine was to last for this number of years, it is finished. And tomorrow is the last day, or today is the last day of the famine. There is supposed to be abundance according to God's plan. And he needs an agent. He needs someone. Amen. I tell you, right now, if you saw an angel, you know, with his wings flying here and the wings hitting and breaking all the lights, all of you will run away. Even though the angel is carrying silver and gold and want to dash, everyone will run away. But God needs an agent that you can easily receive from. Are you listening? Yes. That if Jaden was to bring you right after church, and he says, here, today I want to treat you. $10, go get lunch. You see, you will not have any doubt that he doesn't want to do it. And you will take it with joy. Isn't that so? But right now, if God intended to bless you and he dropped $10 down
just by you. You pick it up and wondering, should I give it back to the pastor? Or should I, you know, keep it? It's in church. Maybe one of the members drop it. Should I put it in the offering bowl? You know, you are confused and all excitement starts coming. Do you understand? But God needs an agent to treat you for lunch. And so he has blessed this man. Instead of them paying him $100, God caused him to receive $150. And he has in mind that on Sunday, you treat this guy with lunch. And then you say, my 50, 150. If I give you 10, it's going to be 140. And then you pocket all of it. Look at this. He says, and Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measure of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. It's going to happen. How is God going to do it? God has chosen a way that he's going to get this done. And he has selected some unusual people, lepers, that are going to be the agents through whom he's going to bless the nation of Samaria. I'm sharing a very important thing with you, that when God blesses you, he has others in mind. He has others in mind. And when you hold the blessing to yourself, you are interrupting with God's plan. God's plan was to deliver Samaria from famine within 24 hours. So they stood at the brim of making a potential great mistake of God's plan that has been set in the heavenlies to bring this famine to an end. And he chose these lepers. He chose these lepers. So when they came into wealth, so you can see, look at this, that the lepers, they start going into the city because they were at the gate. And they said, if we go in the town of Samaria, we are going to die because there's no food there. If we stay where we are, we will die. So the best option is to go to the Syrian camp where they have food. If we go there, they are our enemies. If we go there, they may save us as poor lepers. If they save us, we live. If they kill us, we die. So whether we stay here, we die. Whether we go inside, we die. But when we go here, there's 50-50. You see, when God makes way for you, don't think that is by chance. Don't think that is by accident. Is somebody listening? Don't think that is by chance. So they decide now to go in. And just as they made a decision to go, lepers, they cannot walk. So they crawl. And as they were going, 4 lepers with their feet, the people in the camp, the soldiers in the camp, heard a mighty army. As they are coming like that. Are you listening? So these lepers, just 4 lepers, and they are coming, and they are the noise, as because this is how the spies also of the nations, they detect when the enemy is coming. There's someone who is listening, someone who put his head on the ground to listen, and they heard a mighty army coming. And the steps of the lepers were interpreted as the kings of Egypt and the kings of the Hittites. Not one king. They say kings of Egypt and the kings of the Egyptians and the kings of the Hittites. So 4 lepers, God has multiplied their steps because this is God's plan. This is God's plan. And so they come into this wealth and they see abundance. and they are just about to make. That is why I'm saying when you forget about others, you make the biggest mistake. When we are talking about others and you neglect it, it's a big mistake. No matter how much you have, the little that you have, think about others. So they come into this world and they stand in a position where they have a potential to make that big mistake that everyone else makes, to cut off God's plan. Can you imagine that when these lepers came to this world? Because sometimes some people, they have suffered in life, you know? They have suffered in life, so when the Lord blesses them, they cannot let go. They are afraid even to let go. So if lepers think of how they have been treated, the people have treated them, they will not let them come to the temple. They will not let them come near them. If the leper is coming in the city or coming in people, he has to announce, unclean, unclean, so that people will stay away. Don't let me touch you. I'm unclean, unclean. So they know all of this embarrassment. The ladies don't look at them. You know, they are all single. And they are a group. They work together. They don't even have friends. So if they were to think of all of these, they would say, today they are hungry, and we are in abundance. Let them come and serve us, including the king of Samaria. Let them come and serve us. But they thought and they said, no, 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 we do not well. We do not well. We want to go back and tell others about what we have found. That is God's plan. That is fulfilling God's plan. When you think of others. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us think of others. Let us take this message very seriously. Remembering others opens the door of prosperity. You show God that you are a good agent. You show God that you are worthy of Him blessing you, that He can reach the goal of blessing others. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless Abraham. And Abraham has become a blessing to us. Amen. Amen. Others. Think of others. Hallelujah. The four lepers did well because they remembered others. And you will begin to do well when you remember others. You will do well when you remember others. Don't think you don't have. Hallelujah. Do not think you don't have. You see, that is why the Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. If you are someone who just likes to receive and you don't like giving, you can never be an agent of God's blessing. I say God always has others in mind. He chose to bless Abraham because he wanted to bless the rest of the nations. God always has others in mind. So anytime a blessing comes to you, think of others. Let go and see what God will do. He said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Clap your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet as we bring the service to a close. Father, we are grateful and thankful. We give you glory and honor. Now we pray, Lord, that you touch our hearts and turn our hearts to others. May we be a people who think of others, who consider others. May we be a people who are concerned about others. People who, other people's issues concern us. May we be such people. May we never stand in your way of blessing and reaching others. In the name of Jesus. Find us, Lord, appropriate agents. Agents of blessing. Agents to reach others. In the name of Jesus. We avail ourselves. We avail our hearts for your blessing. that will be a blessing to others. From today, Lord, we learn not to withhold from others, but we learn to give to others, that we also will be blessed. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You have not given your life to Christ. You want to give your life to Jesus. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. You want to give your life to Jesus. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone, you want to give your life to Jesus? Anyone? I want you all to join me and say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from my unrighteousness. Have mercy upon me. Lord Jesus, I receive you. I accept you. I welcome you as my Lord, as my Master, and as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 1810 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.